Good morning. Residents in Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT are in for more wild winds today. The damage from yesterday's destructive storms have led to big clean-up operations. Emergency services in Victoria will remain on standby, with another cold front expected to cross the state this afternoon. Elsewhere, temperatures in Queensland are expected to drop after 2 days of record heat. The bodies of the 9 Australians killed in the Papua New Guinea plane crash have begun their journey home. The vehicles carrying the bodies were escorted to the airport this morning from a Port Moresby funeral home and loaded onto an Australian Defence Force Hercules. The plane will arrive in Australia later today. A huge car bomb explosion in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar has killed at least 40 people and injured 60. The explosion brought down buildings and trapped people under rubble. It occurred just after the first results were announced in the presidential election, which gave incumbent President Hamid Karzai a narrow lead over his main rival, Abdullah Abdullah. And champion South African runner Caster Semenya has returned home to a hero's welcome. Her 800 metres victory at the World Athletics Championships last week was marred by accusations she wasn't a female. We'll have more news later.